What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed. To all my diehard listeners, hit that like button. And this is a Rare Breed double feature. So after I go over this article, stay tuned, because I'm going to go over a video where this MILF tramp cheats on her husband and he confronts her. As you can see here, Tommy Lauren is engaged again. And look at this guy. He looked like the typical happy wife, happy life type of guy. Whatever make my baby happy, I'm here for it. And just look at his smile. It looks very genuine. He's really into her. I'm sure he's really in love with her. But then look at her. That little devious smirk, like, got his ass. The article says Tommy Lauren is engaged to be married, and the political pundit is showing off her massive new engagement ring. And that's what it's about for women a lot of times. They want to get married. They want to show off the ring on Instagram. It's a status thing. It's not about her genuinely being happy and excited to spend the rest of her life with this man. It's all the other shit that go along with it. All the glam and, you know, the status boost and the ego boost and the attention she get with it. The conservative talking head took to Instagram and shared the moments leading up to her fiancé dropping down to one knee and asking her to marry him, along with the minutes following the big moment, which includes showing off her massive diamond sparkler. So let's look at this. All this was just planned so she could post it on Instagram. She put more thought into how she's going to show it off to the world than she put into him. I'll just put it like that. Found my best friend and never letting him go. Okay, time will tell. You let the other guy go. I'm sure you said that about him. At one point, I love you more than anyone has ever loved anything. A little over the top, don't you think? Here's to forever. Tommy captioned a montage of photos from the big day. Everything got to be over exaggerated with these bitches. In the pictures, Tommy appears to be wine tasting with her man when he got down on one knee and presented the monster ring. Oh yeah, I'm sure it was so spontaneous. Like he hadn't been planning this moment for fucking 3 months. Okay, look, get down on one knee. The camera angle gonna be over here. And then I want you to look up at me and smile. And I'm gonna look down on you. Hear what I said? Look down on you. And I'm gonna look shocked and surprised. And we're gonna do a couple other glamour shots. I'm gonna post them on Instagram on this day. Come on. That was all planned out ahead of time. Oh yeah, and Lauren is still sporting her reddish hair, which is a drastic change from the staple bleach blonde. You still the same bitch. No matter how many times you change your hair, we still remember what you said and all the bullshit you did in the past. But you know how women are. This is my new beginning. I'm going to have a new hairstyle, new train of thought, just a new life. No, you're the same bitch. As always, followers flooded Tommy's Instagram page, sending messages about the big announcement. Even that ring finger leans right. Ha ha ha. Probably the weight of that rock. For real, though. So happy for you, Tommy Lauren. You deserve it. My best friend. Oh, yeah. That's a really nice diamond. Really big diamond. Does she deserve it? I think not. But you can let me know what you guys think below in the comment section. Tommy Lauren is now officially engaged to former Major League Baseball player J.P. Arencibia. The baller is now a baseball analyst for Bally Sports Florida and posted his own photos from the big moment saying, "You make me the happiest man on the planet. I thank God for the greatest gift of my life." Yeah, we know what type of guy this is. "I can't wait to love you and annoy you the rest of our lives." Tommy responded on IG saying, "I love you. What a special day." All this seems so scripted. As you know, Tommy was formerly engaged to Brandon Frick, but called off the engagement in 2020. You notice she called off the engagement. And what happened with that is she got her a high-value beta male, but he wasn't that alpha male that had been fucking her over for years before him, who she's really sexually attracted to and always wanted to get to marry her. So she figured, "And do I really want to settle for this beta male simp? Or do I still got time to try to get one of those alphas I'm truly attracted to?" She was like, "I still got time," and she called it off. At the time, she said it just wasn't in the cards. Exactly. She either cheated or she thought she could do better, period. When women don't lay it out black and white why engagement ended, it was something on her part. Trust me. Because if he cheated or if he was a bad guy, she'd be telling about it. "We are still best friends." Interestingly, Frick is also an athlete and played football for Central Michigan University. The ex-couple were together for several years before the engagement. The football star reported first sent her a direct message on IG urging her to stay strong after being criticized by Glenn Beck. Following the message, he invited her to dinner, to which she didn't respond. Even though he a high-earning, you know, man, a high-value man to some extent, he still was simping in his bitch inbox. It should be noted that Frick, her ex-fiance, also handed her a massive ring, which was reportedly worth over $50,000. Yeah, but $50,000 wasn't enough to buy her love. She'd still left your ass out in the cold. As for why it didn't work, according to one report, a friend of the former couple said Tommy felt she wasn't ready to settle down and made her feelings known. Exactly. She either wanted to get back on the carousel or she just felt like she could do better than him, period. They still talk to each other all the time and support each other's careers. There's no hard feelings and definitely hope to stay friends. Man, fuck that. I would have never talked to her again. They continue, it was a difficult decision for both of them, but the right one. Oh, now it's both of them. Even though she said she wasn't ready to settle down and made her feelings known. But of course, can't make her out to be the bad one. So they gotta say, it was a difficult decision for both of them. We'll see. We'll see if she called this one off too. Okay, this here is a situation where I believe a wife was caught cheating and this is her husband talking to her about it. Should definitely be interesting.
Well, I caught you lying. You got mad.
I did.
Okay, and then when you got mad, you went and fucked somebody else.
I was mad at me.
Okay, but you went and fucked somebody else.
I did.
Because you got caught lying.
Yes.
And now this person is now...
I was mad at me.
Wait. It's already sounding like bullshit. Hold on. You got caught lying and you were mad at yourself for lying. So you went to go fuck somebody else. See, this is the type of crazy talk that they'll come with when they're trying to justify wrong or if they're trying to lighten the blow of what they did so they don't have to feel the full force of the consequences. Shit make no sense.
Now, this person is now texting you saying that he was with you actually all night.
He was not.
Okay, but so he's lying.
He is lying.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll look at you right in your face, even if you have evidence and text messages showing what happened. And they'll say, oh, no, he's lying. I mean, I know he sent me a text saying what we did, but that's just a lie, even though you see it with your own eyes. Don't believe your eyes. But here's the thing. If I'm the husband, I don't even care at this point. You caught. It is what it is. I'm not going to try to get down to the bottom of everything or how everything played out to the minute. It doesn't matter. I don't fuck with you no more. You're a scumbag. And after we cut ties in every way that we can cut ties, I'm not going to talk to you again. The details don't matter.
He's lying. That's a big, fat fucking lie.
He said last Friday night. What does Katy Perry voice mean?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, she know. That's an inside joke. When he hit her G-spot, she hit them Katy Perry notes.
I don't know what he's talking about.
So he's lying.
I think he was with somebody else before he got to me. That's what I think.
Okay. Well, he thinks he had sex with you all night.
He didn't.
Did you blow him near the couch?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he talked.
Right. Yeah, she don't have any respect for this dude. She just admitted, like, yeah, I blew him. I blew him right by the couch. Yep. Mm-hmm. He banged my head all night right by the couch. When a woman just feel comfortable just admitting it to you right in your face, she has no respect for you. She's not scared of the consequences. Look like she got gym clothes on. She's still rocking like leggings and stuff and gym shoes. She probably scouted out some young guy at the gym. She start working out more. It's always a sign of somebody cheating. And I'm sure she found some gym bro to fuck her good. So she could feel young and hot again. Even though her husband was probably hard at work and being a good husband, it don't matter. It's all about their feelings. If they want to feel young and hot again and you're not doing it because you work all the time, they'll go step out, man. It's no big deal for them. They don't care about honor and integrity and things like that.
Right, so when he walked in the door.
Okay, so wait, right when you walked in, you went out sucking his dick.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he references that. So he knows it's you.
Yeah, okay.
He's talking about being with you.
See, she don't give a fuck. Yeah, okay, man. And I bet she hasn't sucked her husband dick in years. But she blew the gym bro, the 21-year-old gym bro, she blew him like no tomorrow. She sucked his dick like it was the last one she was ever going to suck.